fable about a snake that asked a man to carry it across the river, promising not to bite. Before they reach the other side, the snake sinks its fangs into the man. "You promised not to bite me," the man cried out. To which the snake replied, "But I'm a snake. What did you expect?" In Michigan, the Muslim minorities are complaining bitterly about the man they trusted to bring the Gaza genocide to an end, now floating the grand notion of evacuating the survivors to neighboring countries so that the United States can clear the rubble and rebuild on the ruins a fabulous waterfront Mecca, a Riviera on the Dead Sea. Pardon the irony. Mar-a-Gazo, owned and controlled by the United States and no doubt built and operated by Trump Global Enterprises. Agreed that no one probably could have imagined this solution to the Palestinian problem in any form or fashion. But, come on, the same folks bitterly denounced the scheme voted for the man or abstained from voting at all. They trusted the snake not to bite. But, of course, the snake was true to its nature. The same is true for the rural red states, of course, who voted to drain the swamp, cut spending, slash departments, and root out the cursed bureaucrats who are stealing their hard-earned tax dollars. All that infrastructure money has been terminated, most of it going to those same states. Healthcare funding has been slashed, and it won't be long before rural hospitals begin to fail. Terrorists promised soon should jack up inflation, hurting the poorest the most. There will come a wailing and pounding of fists from the hard heartland before very long. They're going to say they were betrayed, that all politicians are liars, that no one is to be trusted. I'm sorry, but you brought the snake on board. He did what he has always done. Sure, he said he wouldn't harm you,